Today's gospel comes to us from the 9th chapter of the gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, this is, you know, after the transfiguration, Jesus is on his way. He's asked the disciples who he supposedly is. He's told them about what's coming. And all along, there's these things that happen on the road, some different reminders of things. And one of them was that just before this, he discovered that his disciples were arguing over who was the greatest amongst them. And it's like, people, please. Well, then the story continues. Now John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believes in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed and have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown to hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another." The gospel of our Lord. Praise you, O Christ. Please be seated. I don't know about you, but these record temperatures is really getting to me. I don't like the heat, so I got these sunglasses. They make me cooler. A lot of women complain that their husbands never listen to them. I'm happy to say that I've never heard Jenny say that about me. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. And I'll keep saying it until you get it. It. Yeah, I know. Some of you just are still waking up this morning. That's all right. You got it? You did? What is it? Actually, what is it? What is it? What is it? It's something I've repeated several times. It's normally something you should remind yourself of every time it rains, but since we're in Tucson, oh well. So, instead, you should remind yourself every time you wash your face, as Luther said, and that is this: the promises God gave you in your baptism. If you repeat after me, these promises given to you: I've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. I've been marked with the cross of Christ forever. I am Christ's. Congratulations, you got it. And it was given to you. But here's the point: that it that you have is not exclusive, exclusionary, or exceptional in the face of everyone else. That it is not a special privilege, it's a calling. For you were given it. You were given the blessing of the Spirit. You heard a story about it even from the Old Testament in Numbers, how a gift of the Spirit was bestowed. You hear about it even in Mark, where you hear about other people who weren't even following. We're doing deeds of power in Jesus' name, healing and curing. But notice again, the it wasn't exclusive. There were a couple people who didn't go out to the tent. who got it. It is a gift, a free gift of grace that expects to be used for the benefit of sharing it. Sometimes, though, we get a little hesitant to even try. We kind of excuse ourselves because, well, yeah, I might have gotten it, but I didn't get the same it as you did, Pastor. You got a specialized, highly, powerful form of it. You've got the booster it. I only got the baseline it. Wrong. It's amazing. Eldad and Medad didn't go out. No, they were probably thinking, it's really not for me. Who am I to think that I could do this? Really? Yeah, Moses, but people complain about Moses anyways, and Moses obviously doesn't really know what he's doing because, oh my God, we're starving out here. We didn't have all that free food when you were in slavery and you were executing your own children and all those other things that they conveniently were forgetting about. But the power still came. Oftentimes, we have a tendency to think that, well, I'm not qualified. And maybe it's because other people say you're not. But more often than not, we often tell ourselves that. I'm not the pastor. Well, I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that good. Wrong, 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 wrong. It's all been given to you. And sometimes, though, again, people just get the message. Nope, you can't do it because you're not fill in the blank. You didn't go out to the tent of the meeting. You didn't get the super secret handshake and the decoder ring. Or they're not following us. I always find it highly entertaining and massively frustrating, which is probably why I try to find it entertaining, about the number of people who go, here is the gift of grace that is Holy Communion. It was given to us. Jesus said, every time you gather, do this in remembrance of me. You can't have any because you're not one of us. What was this lesson about? Do not deny him. Notice that the only time Jesus gets really upset is when people base a religious answer that excludes. Nope, they can't do it because they're not one of us. I'm sorry, you're ritually unclean, says the Pharisees. You're not fill in the blank. You can't do that. Why? Because I say so. And of course, I am the official spokesman of God the Father, LLC, I know it all. But how often do we do that? Where we think we're trying to protect God. Or somehow, what, hoard the power? There's only so much, and therefore, if other unlicensed operators, it doesn't work. Or it'll set a bad precedent if someone else's demon gets cast out by not an official demon caster? I don't know about you, but ask the person. Did the Samaritan care if it was the priest, did the man beaten up by the bandits, did he care that it was a Samaritan who helped him? Or did he care that he was helped? Do we get all upset about who has it and who doesn't have it? When our calling is to share it and to call others to it. One of the funniest things about the Jesus Club is that it is probably the only organization on this planet that is entirely consecrated, organized, and constituted for the purposes of serving those who are not yet part of it. That's what we're called to be about. We're given it to share it. But how often do we want, we tell ourselves, no, we can't. Or we tell others, no, you can't. And Jesus says, quit putting stumbling blocks out there. Try going swimming with a millstone. Notice again that all of this stuff, you know, we go, oh, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off, and your eye, all that kind of stuff. Notice he's telling those people, his people, his disciples, that if they're using their hands to block someone else, if they're looking at using their eyes to judge someone else, they're doing these things to cut those off, not the other person. It's about you. And honestly, I think part of it is what Jesus is telling him is, you've got this. Before, he sent him out to go and do that very same thing, cast out demons. And they did it. And they're like, yay! Now he's trying to move them to the next level. So can others. Share it. You don't just show it, you share it. God loves you, right? And so how do you tell someone else that? By sharing it with them. By showing it to them. By giving it to them. That very same thing you were given. God tells Abram all the way back in the, you know, almost in the beginning of Genesis, you are blessed to be a blessing. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ forever. You were claimed as Christ's to be a blessing. To come to the table and remember this gift, this blessing, and not look around at the table and go, wait a minute, what's that person doing here? Because remember, the good religious people of Jesus' day, one of the reasons they crucified him is because he ate with sinners and tax collectors. Prostitutes. Oh my, bad people. Those people. Here's the thing. If Jesus didn't invite all of those people to the table, would any of us be invited to the table? We get it because it is given to us. We call it grace. God gives it to you through peace, love, hope, joy, all the different ways of reconciliation, forgiveness, any of the countless numbers of ways we may feel it. And we're called to then share it. Because this is not something for us to hold on to with our hands. This is not something to put our foot down and say, here I stand, I'm not going over there. It's nothing that we shut our eyes to. But instead, the gift of grace is given to us. So that we may see, we may go, and we may share. So all may get it, the love of God in Jesus Christ. So remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.